KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, in high school sports over the weekend, Atlantic participated in the South Dakota Girls Indoor Invitational Track and Field Meet. Atlantic took a short team with them on Saturday, and in action Saturday, Atlantic had Sam Peterson place fifth in the 500-meter event. Also, Atlantic had a couple of fifth-place finishes in relay events. The 4x200-meter relay team, made up of Melanie Nielsen, Sam Peterson, Amanda Goody, and Allie Siggins, was fifth. Also fifth place for the 4x400-meter team that was made up of those same girls, just in a different order. It was Nielsen, Goody, Siggins, and Peterson making up that squad. Good tune-up for the Trojans as they get ready to open up the real season now. The outdoor season opens up tomorrow night as Atlantic will participate in the girls' Hawkeye 10 North Division meet, which will be held at Harlan tomorrow evening. Well, the Final Four is now set in men's college basketball, and next Saturday's first game at the New Orleans Superdome, Kentucky will play Louisville in a Bluegrass State rivalry that pits Cardinals coach Rick Pitino against the school he once coached. In the other semifinal, it'll be Ohio State and Kansas, meeting for only the ninth time in their history, but for the second time this season. The Jayhawks won the first game, 78-67, in Lawrence, Kansas, back on December 10th. It was the first time the teams had met since 2000. The winners play for the national title April 2nd. Kentucky already has seven national titles, but none since 1998, the year after Pitino left. Kansas has three championships, Louisville has two, and Ohio State won its only title in 1960, but they're making their third trip to the Final Four since 1999. Here's how they got there. Kentucky's basketball team heads back to a second straight Final Four to play in-state rival Louisville in the national semis Saturday in New Orleans, as Michael Kidd-Gilchrist scored 19 points, and fellow freshman Anthony Davis had 18 points and 11 rebounds to lead the top-seeded Wildcats to an 82-70 victory over number 3 seed Baylor in the South Regional Final in Atlanta. Kentucky led 42-22 at the break, and Baylor never got any closer than 10 points the rest of the way. Louisville punched its ticket to the Big Easy on Saturday night with a 72-68 win over Florida in the West Regional Final. Tyshawn Taylor broke out of his slump at the best time by scoring 22 points and leading Kansas back to the Final Four with an 80-67 victory over top-seeded North Carolina. The second-seeded Jayhawks will play Ohio State on Saturday in their first appearance in the Final Four since 2008, when they won the national championship. Taylor led five Jayhawks in double figures. Player of the Year candidate Thomas Robinson added 18 points and 9 rebounds. Kansas went on a 12-0 run to close out the Tar Heels, who played without injured star point guard Kendall Marshall. North Carolina couldn't overcome a 5-minute, 46-second field goal drought to end that ball game yesterday. Well, Preston Medlin scored 26 points, and Brockheath Payne had 20 points and 10 assists to lead Utah State past Oakland 105-81 as they reach Wednesday's finals of the CollegeInsider.com tournament. They'll face Mercer in the championship game. A person familiar with the coaching search at Illinois says the Illini are interested in talking to Ohio's John Gross. The person said Illinois turned its attention to Gross after Brad Stevens said he will stay at Baylor. At Butler. That person spoke on the condition that he remain anonymous because the search to replace fired coach Bruce Weber is ongoing. In women's college hoops news, Rachel Banham scored 26 points to lead Minnesota to an 88-74 comeback victory over Northern Iowa in the Women's Basketball Invitational Championship on Sunday. Minnesota trailed by as many as 13 points early in the second half, but Banham scored 17 of her 26 points in the final 20 minutes to spark a 52-25 run. She was one of five Golden Gophers to score in double figures. Minnesota concluded the season with a season-best four-game winning streak in front of a home crowd at Williams Arena, and they post their first winning season since 2008-2009 as they finished 19-17. K.K. Armstrong led three Panthers in double figures with 15 points as UNI ends their season with a record of 19-15. The WBI is a tournament for teams that didn't get one of the 128 spots available in either the NCAA or WNIT tournaments. Second-seeded Maryland ousted defending national champion Texas A&M from the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament with an 81-74 come-from-behind victory over the Aggies in the Raleigh Regional Semifinals. The Terrapins trailed by as many as 18 points in the first half and 11 midway through the second half. Lauren Mincy led the way with 21 points and 12 rebounds. Natalie Novosel scored 16 points as Notre Dame advanced to the Raleigh Regional Final. They routed St. Bonaventure 79-35. A balanced offense and a stingy defense has carried Gino Auriemma and his Connecticut Huskies to another regional final. Bria Hartley scored 20 points, Kelly Ferris added 15, and number one seed UConn advanced to the NCAA tournament's regional finals for the seventh straight year with a 77-59 win over Penn State on Sunday. The Huskies' stellar defense stymied the Nittany Lions, who averaged 87.5 points in the first two games of the Kingston Regional. Kayla Snowden made 5 3-pointers, hitting a pair of them to turn back Gonzaga's last charge as Kentucky beat the Zags 79-62 to advance to the East Regional Finals against UConn. The regional finals get underway now tonight. Among those games this evening will be the one in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena tonight, as Baylor, the number one ranked team in the country, will try to remain undefeated as they'll face off against Pat Summitt and the Tennessee Volunteers tonight. Tip time at Wells Fargo Arena set for just after 6 o'clock. In the NBA last night, Phoenix beat Cleveland 108-83. Minnesota dumped Denver 117-100. Atlanta needed 4 overtimes to beat Utah 139-133. Boston beat Washington 88-76. San Antonio over Philadelphia 93-76. Oklahoma City took care of Miami 103-87. Portland over Golden State 90-87. Memphis beat the LA Lakers 102-96. In the National Hockey League on Sunday, Edmonton beat Columbus 6-3. Washington blanked Minnesota 3-0. The New York Islanders over Florida in a shootout 3-2. Pittsburgh beat New Jersey 5-2. Nashville over Chicago 6-1. Boston beat Anaheim 3-2. And St. Louis 4-0 over Phoenix. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Pure joy. That was Tiger Woods' reaction to ending a 30-month PGA Tour title drought by winning the Arnold Palmer Invitational for a seventh time. The former number one shot at 2-under-70 to finish minus 13 and 5 strokes better than runner-up Graham McDowell, who closed with a 74. This was Woods' 72nd PGA Tour victory. He's one behind Jack Nicklaus for second place on the all-time list. He still trails Nicklaus 18-14 in majors. The Masters, the first major of the season, starts a week from Thursday. Arnold Palmer was hospitalized overnight after doctors noticed a rise in his blood pressure. Alistair Johnston, vice chairman of IMG and Palmer's longtime business manager, says the 82-year-old legend is on new medication and was checking his blood pressure throughout the final round of yesterday's meet. About 15 minutes before the tournament ended, doctors noticed enough of an increase to take him to the hospital for closer evaluation. Johnston says Palmer was to be hospitalized overnight as a precaution. He says no one is overly concerned. Second-round co-leader Fred Couples drained an 8-foot birdie putt on the final hole to win the Champions Tour event in Mississippi by one shot. He'd bogeyed the previous hole to fall into a tie with Michael Allen, who matched the day's best score with a 66 and was the runner-up. Jeff Sluman could do no better than a 1-over-73 and finish tied for third with Tom Pernice Jr. 4 shots back. In racing, Tony Stewart got his second NASCAR victory of the season when rain brought a premature end to the Sprint Cup race in Fontana, California. The defending series champion has won 7 of the last 15 races, including Las Vegas last month. Stewart passed Kyle Busch on the 85th lap, and he was leading when the looming rain clouds finally halted a race run entirely on green flags to that point. The race was called off after a short delay, giving Stewart his 46th career win and his second at Fontana. Busch finished second. Dale Earnhardt Jr. added to his strong start in the season with a third-place finish. In football news, the Redskins and Cowboys are seeking arbitration after the NFL reduced their salary caps for the next two seasons. A provision in the new collective bargaining agreement allows the case to be heard by arbitrator Stephen Burbank, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. Both teams were penalized for overloading contracts in the 2010 uncapped season, despite league warnings to restrict doing so. Washington has been given a $36 million reduction over 2 years, while Dallas loses $10 million. Each team must take at least half of that reduction this year. And gymnastics world governing body, FIG, has opened a disciplinary case against United States equipment supplier American Athletic Incorporated over landing mats they provided for the American Cup in New York earlier this month. The FIG says the mats have no valid FIG certification and are incongruent with its specifications. The March 3rd event at Madison Square Garden was part of the Artistic Gymnastics World Cup Series. The FIG says it has appointed officials from Belgium, Switzerland, and Tunisia to judge the case. American Athletic Incorporated, which is based in Jefferson, Iowa, says on its website that it supplied gymnastics equipment to the 1996 Atlanta Olympics and the 1984 Los Angeles Games. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.